have another speaker coming up who also has some experience on feeling liberal cuts that are coming from all directions. Benita's from the Vancouver Status of Women. And as we know, some of the deepest cuts that the Liberals are leveling against us are the cuts to women's services. Women are primarily low-wage workers. Women make up a large percentage of the lowest paid workers. And now with the training wage, when they are fleeing abusive relationships, when they're going back into the workforce for the first time, they're going to be faced with this training wage. And they're going to be faced with conditions that will prevent them from having decent housing, from having decent childcare, from having a decent life in general. And they're not going to be getting support from anywhere else from the Liberal government because of other cuts that are being felt. So I'd like to introduce Benita.
Thank you. So I'm here to talk to you about particularly around women and women living in poverty and how the training wage is affecting women. And in particular, I want to ask the people in the building and the police officers, would you work for $6 at your training wage? And if you wouldn't, then what makes one body not worthy over yours, whether it's in the first world or the third world? The first thing I want to do is respectfully acknowledge the indigenous people of this land, a land that remains occupied by its colonizers till today. As an immigrant, I cannot forget that when I walk on this land, I walk on the blood and bones of indigenous people who continue to face acts of genocide. And who knows about cheap labor? Women know really well about cheap labor, especially women of color. We know the imperialist powers have built their kingdoms on the backs, the sweat and blood and lives of women of color, First Nations women and poor women. Currently, the majority of women who work are working at seasonal, part-time work with very little benefits. They have been severely impacted by the implementation of the training wage. I do want to take note that no matter what government was in power, majority of women never even received the training wage, $6 or $8 or $7. They were working well below the minimum wage, even when the other governments were in power. Women of color continue to be employed in the least paid sectors of the economy, where the work is very exploitative and underpaid. This Liberal government's racist, classist, and sexist values are all about exploitation of the poor and the working poor. The women that I'm talking to you about are the women who trekked across mountains, rivers, oceans, borders, cutting deep paths through the heart of this nation's industries and inner cities. The women I'm thinking about are the women who work in sweatshops, the garment industry, the farm work, restaurant, grocery stores, in our homes as domestic workers, electronics, farming, toys, shoe, plastic, auto plants, healthcare, food processing, hotel, custodial, construction, landscaping, clerical, and so many other jobs. Women living in poverty, they are barred from the boardrooms where the deals are cut. They are not part of that. Their stories end up on the cutting floors of restaurant floors and kitchen floors. These are the women who sew our clothes, grow, cook, and serve our food, make our fancy little gadgets, care for us when we're sick, and clean up our messes. And the first world is so dependent on these women. And that's the story of cheap labor. We've never paid attention to it because it was always happening in the third world. Well, it's here now, and we have to wake up. Yeah. Cutting of wages, cutting of social program leaves women in desperate situations. The Liberals are telling women, what you need to do is either go back, and in a heterosexual way, find a male partner, go back to a male partner, or stay with a male partner if you want to make it through this province. And I want to say to the employers, especially employers of color, You do not have to fall in this oppressive agenda. You do not have to cater to the training wage. You have to create safe, responsible environments for your workers. And do not forget that it wasn't not long ago when you were not welcome in this country. The last thing I want to say is in terms of APC, they've been doing some amazing organizing. And movements like the APC are the reasons why many people are even allowed in this country, why we can even have rights. So I really want to applaud the work that they're doing. And Vancouver Status of Women, as well as the BC Coalition of Women Centres across the province, who are actually going to have our funding cut by 100% March 2003. So we're really upset, we're really pissed off. And lastly, if we're going to do this struggle, we have to do it in an anti-oppressive, anti-sexist, anti-classist way. There's no other way or the movement will fall. Thank you, Benita.